This is Betty with Beyond the Dalit, and today I want to share a little bit about the current transition that many of us are finding ourselves in, and or you could say, or the lack thereof. You know, there's been a word about change and transition, and yet at the same time, there are many who are just simply in a state of waiting. So it just seems like status quo is overtaking, and in that it can cause discouragement. You know, if we're not careful, we can get very discouraged with the lack of change. When we know there's something coming, sometimes we get so worked up, we get so excited, and it's great to get excited and it's great to get worked up. So I don't want to say it, we shouldn't, but we need to be cautious with that, so that we're also walking in wisdom. And it's great for doing a sprint, but it's not for doing a marathon. You know, when you prepare differently for a sprint than you do for a marathon, there's different things that are required of you when you're preparing for a marathon than when you're getting ready to do a sprint. Both are challenging. Both will demand something from you, but we're in a marathon right now. And I'm speaking spiritually. There are some things, there are words and promises that the Lord has given over the years. There's direction, there's been impartation, there has been, you know, you name it, commissionings, anointings, all sorts of stuff. And sometimes what happens when, after we come out of, let's say, an encounter or a time of meeting with God, or a meeting where there's been prophetic impartation, whatever, and we receive vision and, like I said, commissionings and whatnot, we walk away and we step back into our daily life. And sometimes that can be a real challenge to navigate through all of that. And I just want to encourage us today to hold on to the vision, but don't hold on to how we think it's going to come to pass. Okay? And that can be really hard sometimes. You know I remember from years ago, the Lord had given me this vision about something, and in the moment, it just seemed like it was so tangible. It's right there. And I just knew this is what God's called me to. This is a life changer. This has changed everything in my life. My entire spiritual makeup had been dynamically impacted by this encounter, this experience that I had. There were ongoing experiences that built into that, and I was raring to go. And it really baffled me and confused me and discouraged me, frankly, when those things didn't start happening. And I just was so beside myself. I'm like, God, I don't understand. You said thus and such was going to happen, and now it isn't. I don't understand what's going on. And in those times, we have to take a step back and come back to the Lord. And we have to find out, God, what are you saying now? You know, I have to take this vision, this whatever it is, let's say, we'll call it a promise. I have to take this and lay it before you and say, Father God, I give this to you. I don't know how you're going to bring that to pass, but I'm asking for your patience. I'm asking for grace and patience and endurance to hold on to the promise while I don't see it coming to pass. You know, I've often thought about my mom in this kind of situation. And, you know, I will never forget the day that my mom had a storage unit. And when she passed in 2013, I was going through her storage unit. I was just sitting there one day going through her stuff, you know, and it's, and she's gone, you know, and I know, you know, as I'm opening boxes and whatnot, I'm like, you know, I know why my mom bought that. My mom bought that because she had a vision for going forward. There were things in my mom's storage unit that she had saved and things she had gone out and purchased, and they were acts of faith. It was like a step of faith on her part. And my heart was broken for my mom. I'm like, you know, I'm like, man, she never stepped into the things that she was believing for. They never happened, you know, during her lifetime. And it was a bit confusing. And at the same time, you know, my mom had cancer and she was not in pain anymore and she wasn't suffering anymore. And so, you know, I had this really challenging contradiction going on within me. And when I went before the Lord and I'm praying in earnest over this, the Lord took me to Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. Now, Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. It's the champions of faith, and it starts out with, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen, and for by it men of old gained approval. And it goes on with talking about Abel and his better sacrifice, and Enoch and Abraham and Noah, and there's this whole litany of there's this list of these incredible giants of faith, and as it gets to the end and it's winding down, the author of Hebrews says, "And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect." Now, can I tell you that I understand that? No. No. But I know, having read scripture, that Abraham was given a promise for something that was coming later. Jacob was giving a promise for something that was coming later. You know, there was Moses given a promise that he never stepped into. You know, and through all of that, you know, and again, this was my mom. I mean, I was, you know, obviously grieving the loss of my mother. You know, I still miss her terribly. But I know that my mom was a woman of faith. And I know she had other struggles in her life. I know that there were areas in her life that she had challenges with, and she had a lot of difficulties in her life, areas in life that she had to overcome. And it's easy to sit back and go, yeah, she didn't step into it because she did something wrong. And that's not the heart of God. And it's like, well, if I were to say that about, let's say, about my mom, oh, well, she screwed up over here, so that's why she missed out, I would have to say the same thing about Enoch and Abraham and Noah and the others that are listed there, because they too never stepped into what their faith had latched onto. There was something that they were holding out for that they never ever stepped into. And it really challenged me to look at things differently, because we have a choice. We can either look at things through the eyes of condemnation and criticism, or we can look at others through eyes of grace and mercy and faith. And that's my choice. I'm choosing to look at things through the eyes of mercy and grace. As I was pondering on this morning, because I'm believing God for certain things, and I have been for years. I mean, when I when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was taken into this, just absolutely drenched and saturated with the Spirit of the Lord. And it changed my entire walk with God, dynamically, and I've talked to others. Some people had similar experiences, other people didn't. But for me, that day, I will never forget that day. It was so powerful and it was so life changing. And it set me on a course. And I've been on that course since October of 1982. And, prior to that, I'd been walking with the Lord. I'm listening to God. I'm living my life. I'm hearing things from the Lord. I had had a number of encounters with God. But something dynamically changed and set the trajectory of my life in an entirely different direction. And it infused me with the Spirit of the Lord in such a way that, I can look back and go, everything before that day was nothing compared to what my life was like after that. It very definitely was a life-changing experience. And then again in 2005, I had another life-changing experience that set the course of my life in a very different direction. And there's been a number of these things over the years. And I look at those and those are like the anchor points in my life. I look back and go, I know that happened on such and such a day, in that year, at that time, I was there and it was real and it really happened. And I know that it dynamically changed me and it set the course for my life, but it also imparted vision and purpose. And then, life goes on and it's not like you walk away from that. You're walking in that. And I will be honest with you, I never expected that to change. I never expected that to ever go away. I never expected for things to shift in such a way that I'd be scrambling for what at one point was second nature, was just so infused in my being. But I've been through some stuff over this past decade or so. It's been very challenging. I had no clue, that this was coming. But even in the midst of that, there was a very difficult, I'll call it a desert experience for right now. Well, you can call it a wilderness experience. Call it whatever you want to. It was awful. In a lot of ways, it just was awful. But the Lord never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Even in the midst of spiritual challenges and incredible dryness, God is always with us. So as I'm going through this incredibly dry, bleak time, and the Lord is still speaking to me, still there, but I'm feeling very dry in the midst of it. There was a lot going on in my life that I don't necessarily want to get into, but it caused a transition. Now, this was a much slower transition, but it caused a transition that I was not prepared for. And I got to tell you, I didn't like it. I'm just saying. But there were things, there was a work that Holy Spirit was doing through that time that He couldn't have accomplished in me. I would not have been, I'm sorry, I'm struggling for words, but the best way I can say this is it's the only way that could have happened. There are things that God wanted to deal with in my life, that the only way to do that was to draw me into this desert place and just simply walk with Him through that place. Now, that doesn't take away from all the encounters, all the words, all the visions, all the promises. But in that desert place, in that wilderness experience that we all have to go through. This was not just, oh, well, you know, he did that with you, but he doesn't do that. He won't do that to me. Well, yeah, he will. I guarantee you, if you identify yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are a disciple of the Lord, if you consider yourself to be a servant of God, you're going to go through a wilderness. Now, everybody's wilderness time is different than others. But it causes a kind of transition that we don't often expect. You know, when I had this incredible open heaven experience, started in 2005, and God just took me through this time where he was just, I mean, it was daily downloading like a deluge every single day. I was saturated and overwhelmed, and it was all this wonderful stuff. And so much that I can't even go into all of it. There just was so much going on. But there was an impartation that took place. There were things that happened to me in the spirit that altered me and changed me. And there was this incredible deposit that I can't say wasn't there because it was. And then he takes me through this incredible desert. And, you know, it was during that time that he was extracting things from my soul in such a way that it was brutal, you know, and I had to be alone with God to go through that. So at this point in time, what I want to do is encourage everyone that's out there right now. If you're in a time where things are just very dry, or it feels like everything's fallen flat, or it just appears as if all the visions and words and purpose and all of that have fallen by the wayside, and they seem like they're never going to come to pass, hang on. And because here's the thing, God doesn't want us to get discouraged, but he knows we will. He knows we're going to get discouraged because he knows human nature. He created us. He knows how we're wired. And he's not going to take that out of us. What he is going to do is put us in situations where when we're in that place, we can turn to him. And he will meet with us in that place of discouragement, in that place where, oh man, I screwed up again, you know, and I got to say this, I mean, and this is the truth. I, you know, made a vow to myself really about a little over 25 years ago. And I'm like, I will never do this again. You know, went through the last 24 years and I did it again. And it was stupid and it was a foolish, it's a personal thing. And I'm like, God, I'm not just kicking myself going, you know, and honestly, I'm holding myself to a stricter standard than the Lord is, you know, and I have to come before him and go, you know, the word of God says that we can boldly approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. Well, we need mercy and grace when we've screwed up, when we've done something that we feel we need to repent of, or we're feeling guilty for, or whatever that is, I have regrets, whatever that is, whatever that negative thing is, we can come to God and go, God, I did it again. You know, I made a promise. I made a vow to myself. And I, you know, I felt like I, you know, might have even made a vow to God and I broke it. Oh my goodness. You know, and it's like, well, God knew that. And I'm not saying, oh, it's okay to break our word. What I'm saying is when we screw up, when we've had those times when we have fallen, when we've had those things that have happened and we feel like it's bigger than us, we feel like this is it, this has now disqualified me, I can't go before God. No, that's condemnation speaking. That's not coming from the Lord, because he's standing there with open arms going, just turn to me, I'm right here. Just turn to me, I'm right here. I will love you and accept you, and I will breathe new life into you. I will put the pieces back together in your life. Just come to me. Just come. Come with your broken heart. Take that broken heart and put it in my hands, because I'm the one who heals the brokenhearted. I'm the one who restores the broken and the depressed and the lonely and those that are distraught over their lives and the confused and the bewildered. And I heal them and I breathe life into them and I give them what they need. I speak into their lives. That's who He is. He is the lover of our soul. He is the God of all grace. He's a God of mercy and a God of love. And in these times of great transition, when there's so much pressure and we feel like we're absolutely spent, we've got nothing left, it's in our place of weakness. We bring our weakness to the Lord and we just say, God, I'm weak. I can't go one step further. I need you. You know, maybe I haven't been spending as much time as I used to in prayer. Maybe I haven't been reading the word, and I haven't, and maybe we haven't. But it's okay. We don't have to beat ourselves up for it. We can come and go, God, I'm really feeling condemned because I haven't been spending as much time in prayer as I really want to. You know, I haven't been reading the word as diligently as maybe I used to in different seasons of my life. But God, I need you because you're the living word and you're the breath of life. You're the bread of life. You're everything that I need. So as we go through these times, these challenging times that are punching our lives in the gut, so to speak, all we have to do in the midst of it is just stop. So let's just take a breath right now and go, Father God, we come before you broken. We just offer our lives up to you. We bring our broken hearts and our broken lives and we lay them on your altar. And we say, God, you're the only one who can right the wrongs. You're the only one who can fix what's broken. You're the only one who can restore me to that place with you. You're the only one who can bring back the joy of the Lord that is my strength. You're the only one who can breathe life into me. God, I'm bringing myself before you. We come before you and we're asking for the breath of life. Would you come and breathe upon your children today? Holy Spirit, come. Come with the breath of God. Come from the four winds. Come, O Holy Spirit. Come and breathe new life of a second wind into your servants today, that we can run the race, the marathon that is set before us. Lord, we need endurance. We need the ability to stand in your strength. And many of us are just weakened and broken down and sick and incapable. So Lord, I'm asking, bring healing to those that are sick, clarity to the mind of those that are confused. And Lord, we're just asking for your strength, your peace, and your grace this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. You know, I don't know what God is doing in your life, and I don't know what's going on in your life. I only know what's going on in mine, and it's a challenge right now. And it feels like everything is just such a challenge, and like climbing a mountain. I mean, I feel like I'm climbing Annapurna right now. You know, it's one step at a time. But the Lord is with us. So be encouraged today. And I just want to end with this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is Betty with Beyond the Dalit. Shalom.